Hello, everyone. This is Sean Random from The Random Bush Show. This is a Random Bush production. However, this show is a little bit different. As been implied by the conversations that Andrew and I have, we're filmmakers, we're writers, we're goofy comedian actor types. We're always coming up with different projects, we're always working on things. And since we have this show that we put together, we thought this was a good format to be able to present other things that we've worked on and done. These will not be part of the regular production. Don't worry, Random Bush is going to be on its regular schedule. We're always going to have a weekly episode coming out. That's going to be consistent and regular. However, every once in a while, we're going to throw out one of these episodes, which we're calling Random Bush Presents. And Random Bush Presents is just going to be a chunk of content that we've created outside of the realm of the Random Bush Show, but we still wanted to present to our audience because it is within the perspective of Andrew and my work and humor and stuff. This is a Random Bush Presents. I must have read an article or saw a video or something about the topic. I brought it up with Andrew while we were creating content for the show. It's a small segment, which I'll include within the content of this episode. That conversation inspired me to write a sketch, and then the sketch evolved into a three-part sketch. I brought in some actors. They did an amazing job. You're about to find out. So it all evolved and ended up becoming this piece, which you are about to enjoy. So without further ado, this is a Random Bush Presents entitled The News, Investigative Report, Panda Porn.
Thank you for joining us. Back in February, located at the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center, the panda bear known as Lulu and his partner Zenzen set a new panda sex record of 7 minutes and 45 seconds. Earlier today, it was revealed to media sources that Lulu broke his own record, this time with a new partner, Zai Mei, performing a romp of 18 minutes and 3 seconds, earning him the name Enduring Brother from the facility's animal handlers. Zenzen, upon hearing the news, has filed for separation and full custody of their infant cub. We now go to our super gay correspondent on the street, Twinkie Bruce, who is currently at the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center, located in the southwest Sichuan province of China. Twinkie Bruce?
Stop it, Tom. You are the worst. You know full well I'm Bruce the Bear. But today, I'm with the real deal bear everyone is talking about. I'm joined today by Lou, Enduring Brother Lou, the centerpiece of this unfolding sex scandal. What do you have to say about all this, Lulu?
I'd like to thank you for taking the time to allow me to deliver my side of all this. Firstly, I'd like to say, of course I love my wife. She's the most important woman in the world to me. And of course, I understand what fidelity means. What you need to understand is, well, you see, Bruce, we, and I mean giant pandas at large when I say we are an endangered species. And I am only one of maybe 7 or 8 viable males on the entire planet. It's not that I want to cheat on my wife. The very idea of it sickens me. No, you have to understand that my efforts, nay, all of us here at Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center are trying to save our species. My wife understands the sacrifices I have to make.
I don't want to hear that same sad endangered species argument. I'm done with you, Lulu. We're done.
Come on, baby. Don't be like that. Our whole species is counting on me. Come on, we can talk about this. I love you, baby.
Oh my god. Zenzen, Lulu's wife, has interrupted the interview. It now appears that Lou, Enduring Brother Lou, has followed after his wife, attempting to mend his mistakes and her broken heart. We will deliver more on this story as it develops. Back to you in the studio, Twinkie Tom.
Oh, don't you start with me. That was our on-the-street reporter, Bruce the Bear, reporting live from the southwestern region of Sichuan's province, China. We're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsors, but stay tuned. When we get back, we're going to get into tomorrow's weather report and what popular food item you may be eating for dinner right now is secretly poisoning you and your family. At the top of the hour, our investigative reporter Tanya Diplinger will tell you what common and popular food product likely found at the end of your fork right now is killing you. All that and so much more right after this quick break.
The
they showed the pandas porn.
Are you aware of this?
How the hell do you get a hold of panda porn? That must have been... What production company?
I don't...
Who? What? Was there somebody... There's a director?
I don't
was
have the answers for you here.
Going like, what do you do for a living? Well, you know what I do. I film pandas getting busy.
Well, no, they couldn't
for
have
other
because...
pandas. What are they, scenarios? They come on and be like, oh, does somebody order some bamboo? What is this?
I got a piece of bamboo for you, baby.
Or dun 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 dun.
Oh no!
Wow. Da 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 da. Wow! Wow! Da 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 da. Magical wow! Wow! Da down down.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Panda porn. That's the craziest. Those words shouldn't go together.
No, you're absolutely right.
Go on.
They had two pandas in a zoo. And pandas are going extinct, so they desperately wanted these pandas to mate, but the male panda was just not interested in the female panda in any way, shape, or form. And in reality, he was probably too old to mate, and he had been raised in captivity, so he probably didn't even know.
Did they
in
have,
any
like,
event,
panda Viagra, maybe?
No,
panda
probably. Viagra? Who knows what they tried? So they kept putting these two pandas in the same room together, and they're like, ah, nature will happen. And after a long time, nature didn't happen. They're like, I don't know, maybe we'll make some porn for these pandas? I don't think that's the first choice.
I don't even understand how panda porn works. What, does she show up and she's like wearing fishnets and she lifts her legs up and takes it off?
Okay,
and you're like,
no,
this
no,
is the seduction phase.
You're starting way too late in the scene. First, you have to find a panda with daddy issues.
Okay.
All right. And then
a big butt.
Sure. Well, yeah. All right, and then you have to find another panda who's kind of like a douchebag but hung. All right. Yeah. Okay. Do you see?
Okay. Nice. Okay. Go on.
I think maybe you have to get like a couch. This is just based on the porn that I've seen on the internet.
Just from your personal experience.
Right. I'm thinking like, all right, we take the douchebag, well hung panda. Uh-huh. All right. And we give him a video camera.
Yes.
And a hotel room and a red couch. Okay. And then we invite the female panda who has daddy issues. Well, we've placed a Craigslist ad looking for a female panda.
Okay.
With daddy issues.
Right.
Okay, now I'm figuring this out. And she has responded. And we say, okay, well, we're at the Roadside Inn, room 327. Why don't you show up at about 4 o'clock? All right. Now, douchebag panda, he's standing there. He's got his camera all set up on the tripod. It's like 3:59. He's like, I hope she's prompt. All
and
right.
He's like, how would you like to make 1,000, 2,000 yen
exactly.
A day?
She comes in. She sits down on the casting couch. He starts talking her through the situation. He's throwing money at her. She's like, I don't know. I don't want my dad to see. He's like, I'm never going to put this on the internet. This is for my own personal collection.
This is for casting directors who would possibly be picking you out.
Exactly.
Right,
you've
right.
seen these. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah. This isn't even the porn, like nobody's ever gonna see this. This is just,
this, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right, this is just so the production people know what you look like, and well, we need to see what you look like, perhaps sucking off this douchebag panda.
Right,
and then one thing leads to another. You know how this is. All right, so that's how they make the panda porn, and then they take it over to this other zoo.
Yes,
and they're like, hey, Billy the panda, I see you're having a little problem getting the ball rolling. Check this out, buddy.
I can't believe
you didn't hear about this.
I just can't believe that they would do that. I mean, a shady hotel room and a Craigslist panda?
How would you make panda porn?
Listen, I've tried to get Craigslist pandas before, but I mean, you know.
Well, they don't come cheap.
Right.
Every Craigslist panda thing I see on Craigslist usually is like 500 roses.
Right. No,
roses
no, you don't.
Are not flowers.
What are they?
They're dollars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she can't straight up be like, I need $500.
I'm a prostitute.
I'm a professional panda.
Yeah.
I need $700 to come over there and do panda stuff on your bamboo.
I need 700 lotus flowers delivered.
Now return to our ongoing investigation at the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center. Our investigative reporter, Bruce the Bear, is on location. Bruce the Bear?
Hello, Tom, and hello to all the viewers at home. This piece began as an investigation into the endangerment of the beautiful species known as the giant panda bear and the continued efforts of the hard-working people here at Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center. Coming up in my final segment, we'll sit down with lead animal handler, Mr. Barry Tunderson. At that time, we'll get into the greater details regarding this amazing species and their awful endangerment. Though here and now, This little think piece has evolved to somewhat of an international sex scandal. I'm joined now by Zen Zen, recently estranged spouse of Lou, enduring brother Lou. Zen Zen, I understand today has been a whirlwind of emotions during a very trying time. But please, tell us in your own words, what's the next move for Zen Zen?
Oh, please, Bruce. Just call me Zenny. All my friends do.
Zenny, what's going on with you right now?
Today has been a day. I'd like to start by apologizing for my behavior earlier. Bears will be bears and all.
Zenny, under the circumstances, I believe anyone would have behaved like you did. If our roles were reversed, oh, I don't even want to think about what I would have done to Lulu's car.
Well, I guess when we first came here to the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center, I knew that what we were doing was important. I felt that all of my efforts, all of my thoughts, just all of myself was working towards saving my species. I couldn't have found a greater purpose. But when I realized that my love, I...
Take your time, honey.
When Lulu sat me down and explained it, well, it all made sense at the time. I had thought they were going to use artificial insemination. I didn't realize. And now that I've had some time to think, my head and not my heart, I do realize that what he is doing is for the greater good. And while I do the books at this place, I know we can't afford the facilities for artificial insemination. I'm not okay with it, but I understand it's not a malicious act against me or anything, but when I consider our entire species, it really is selfish of me. Yet, I still...
Oh, sweetie, I understand. It's a very difficult situation.
Bruce, may I say something?
Lulu? I'm not ready to talk to you just yet.
Zenny, listen. I love you. I've always loved you. You're the only bear for me, and you know that. If you want us to lead the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center, I'm willing to make that sacrifice for you, baby. Nothing's more important than you. We can get through this.
No, Lulu, your work here is too important to the cause. I could never ask you to do that. You know, I love you too. It's just, this is all a bit much.
Honey, I promise you, we can save our species and we will figure this out.
I love you, Lulu.
Love you, baby.
You heard it here, folks. Even through the hardships of species endangerment, love finds a way. Back to you in the studio, Tom.
What a touching development. Thank you, Bruce the Bear. Bruce will be back in our final segment. Let's take a look at what's happening out there in Fantasyland with our on-the-streets reporter, Captain Lollipop. Captain Lollipop?
Thanks, Tom! Today in 2 news, a hippo lost his marbles. Oh, his marbles he did lose. Well, he oozed in the goo until his lips turned blue. Oh, what should he do? His court date is due on August of 2. Now, switching the news, both the Fluffles and the Flipples are sick with the sniffles. They grow many pimples while eating some shrimples. Oh, what should we do with these hippos and Flipples? I'm giddy with triffles and leery with nipples. And finally, convicted child rapist Patrick Hayes was read his final rites. His execution date is set on the 13th of June. Oh, the 13th of June couldn't come too soon. That's when nasty old Hayes will be in his tomb. Mean old Hayes, when the police went to his house, they found 22 graves, and they were small, like a mouse. Patrick Hayes will die, and hell is his doom. Well, that's all from Fantasyland News. Thanks, Tom. We'll hear from you soon.
Thank you, Captain Lollipop. Fantastically disturbing as ever. When we get back from the commercial, we'll check in on what's going on with traffic in your local area and beyond.
Please, please, time out! looks like we have a foul on the field.
No, Jim, it looks like a player has called a timeout. What's going on down there?
It appears that Amber is having an issue. It's not clear as to... Wait a minute. Oh, here we go. Looks like the referee is about to make the call.
Time called on the play. Number 43 received a feather to the eye. Act of God. No penalty. Reset.
It appears that local favorite Amber Rose has taken a feather to the eye.
As you know, I have long since been an advocate for alternative pillow stuffing solutions. I understand you're a traditionalist, feathered down type of player, but how many great players need to be taken out of the game before we look at this issue rationally?
Alternate stuffing simply doesn't pack the punch as feather down does. I'm not a staunch traditionalist. It's just that the alternatives aren't up to snuff.
We are doing some interesting things with damp wool.
We are not rehashing the wet wool argument. Oh, it looks like they are getting ready to reset.
As a quick review, while the athletes set to start, the local team is up 3. But the visiting champions are well known to bring their A game in the fourth quarter. With only 2.5 minutes left in the bottom of the third, this could still be anybody's game.
Okay, ladies to your corner posts. Let's keep this a clean fight. You may begin jumping and ready.
The girls are now jumping on the bed, and the pillows are swinging. So
let's pillow fight!
Well, that's what's going down at the local Manco Stadium Center. The International Pillow Fighting Championship Round Robin will be taking place every night for the rest of this week, all building up towards the big event, the Grand National Golden Pillow King of the Mountain Slamdown, taking place this following weekend. Tickets are still available. And that's all for sports this week. Back to you, Tom.
Thank you so much. That was Matt Kapchunk with the local sports report. Returning now to our ongoing investigation with our on-the-street investigative reporter, Bruce the Bear. Bruce has been reporting live all night from the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center. Bruce the Bear?
Thank you, Tom. I'm joined now by the lead animal handler, Barry Tunderson, and the recently rekindled Zen Zen in Lou, enduring brother Lou.
Please, Bruce, just Lulu. Thanks.
You got it, Lulu. Mr. Tunderson, I understand that today has been a bit of an emotional day, and as a reporter, I do love drama. But the true drive of this investigation are the science-backed efforts people like yourself are making every day in an effort to save this great and beautiful species known as the giant panda bear.
Thank you, Bruce. It can be a rather emotional topic when you consider how near to extinction this species actually is. Though our efforts have been the first small steps in a very great journey, we feel that they are very confident steps that lay a foundation to our eventual success.
Now, is this the only sanctuary for giant panda bears?
We are one of the largest, but there are quite a few all over this general region of China, as this area is the bear's natural habitat.
Do you and the other centers work together in a joint effort?
Oh yes, we are constantly in communication with each other, and often exchange needed equipment or personnel. Just last week, we even exchanged bears. Our very own Lulu here traveled to a facility located about 30 kilometers south of here, and in exchange, we brought in their alpha male, Lai Mi. This was a 2-week exchange. We had hoped to further expand both locations' genetic diversity, as the gene pool has become bottlenecked. Unfortunately, as is often the case, the trip proves unsuccessful.
I am riveted. Please, tell us more. Why are there so many failed attempts? And what is this new technique?
The bears are just not interested in sex. That is, they have lost the desire and even the know-how. You see, in captivity, the bears lose their natural habits, the complex natural rhythm of panda mating behavior with its territorial scent marking and mating calls and social interactions over large areas is disrupted. It's taken us nearly 3 decades to get the captive pandas to mate again. We have found that when we recreate all the right conditions. Because of this disruption in the natural way of things, these animals just do not know what to do. To alleviate this issue, we have found success in showing them videos of panda mating. Panda porn, if you will. We set up the TV just outside their living area, and they watch. Pandas understand what it is, so often they go closer and sit with their eyes wide open. The panda's instinctual way to learn is through observation, so we use it in this way, and they can learn from the mating videos quite effectively.
Fascinating. So how is this so-called panda porn produced?
Well, as I was saying, many of the bears have simply forgotten how to perform, if you will. So when an institution discovers a stud bear, such as Lulu here, he will be lent out to other facilities for mating or filming purposes.
Wait a minute. Porn. Now you're shooting porn? No. No. Don't touch me. Get your paws off of me.
Come on, baby. Don't be like that.
I can't believe this. You said you were leading an instructional workshop.
Our whole species is counting on me.
Porn? I can't believe you.
Come on, we can talk about this.
It's over, Lulu. No, it's over. You disgust me. Turns out my mother was right.
Way to run your mouth, Barry.
Sorry, Lulu.
Thought we were bros.
Come on, Lulu, don't be like that. I'm trying to spread the word about the cause.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Well, it seems the conflict here at the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center is not resolved, Tom. I repeat, the conflict here at the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center is not resolved. In fact, it has only just begun. I'm Bruce the Bear, and I'll stay with this story for further developments. Till then, back to you in the studio, Tom.
Only Bruce the Bear could take a science-based investigative story about a dying species and boil it down to panda porn. There you have it, folks. Thank you, Bruce. And that is it for the news this evening. We will see you again tomorrow night right here where we bring you all the news that matters.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.